It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, dogs were the first species to be domesticated by us humans, but scientists still don't know a lot about the origins of man's best friend. We'll talk to Discover Magazine editor Gemma Tarlak about some of the latest news in the prehistory of the dog.
First, there's been a lot of discussion around the potential changes to federal immigration policy under President-elect Donald Trump. During an interview with 60 Minutes on CBS, Trump said he would deport 2 to 3 million illegal immigrants. During his campaign, he said he would withhold federal funding from so-called sanctuary cities to punish them for lenient policies on illegal immigration.
In the wake of Trump's election, leaders in some of these sanctuary cities, including Philadelphia and Chicago, are doubling down on their cities' sanctuary policies. Immigration was a focal point of a news conference in Madison last week in which leaders said they would work to protect immigrant communities. Here's Madison Police Chief Mike Koval in that conference.
We are certainly never going to use our police authorities as a mechanism for using lawful means to stop people in traffic, to contact people who are walking in and about our community owing to the basis of some suspected immigration issue.
And as of last week, hundreds of people signed on to a letter calling on UW-Madison administrators to make the university a sanctuary campus.
Doris Meissner joins us now to talk about the issue of sanctuary cities and what could happen to them under President-elect Trump. She's a senior fellow and director of the U.S. Immigration Policy Program at the Migration Policy Institute. Doris, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, Doris, what exactly is a sanctuary city? Is there an agreed-upon definition?
There is not really an agreed-upon definition. Different cities interpret their policies to provide sanctuary in different ways, but generally it means jurisdictions that are limiting the level of cooperation with federal immigration enforcement, and they limit it in a variety of ways. But it is basically an effort on the part of police departments and elected officials overall to maintain trust to the greatest degree possible with immigrants in their communities, because that trust is extremely important to carry out law enforcement functions effectively. And their concern is that if they are seen to be cooperating entirely with federal policies that may be especially aggressive, that will have a chilling effect. It will prevent people in the communities from reporting crimes and cooperating with police.
Can you tell us about a few of the kinds of policies that might be in place in sanctuary cities?
Well, probably the most sweeping is in a city like San Francisco, although there are others that are probably close, where they've been unwilling to turn over to federal authorities people that have been convicted of serious crimes. And so that means that somebody that has served a sentence, and we're all in all of these circumstances, we're talking about people, criminals who have been sentenced and have served their sentences, but then are subject to deportation after serving their sentences. So in places like San Francisco, there is actually an unwillingness to alert the federal government once somebody that has had a serious sentence and is released but subject to deportation to the fact that they are now, again, free. The more limited forms of sanctuary have to do with things that involve what would be misdemeanors or rather victimless crimes and an unwillingness to cooperate with the federal government, for instance, to train local police to carry out immigration enforcement or to report arrests of people for things like simple traffic violations. Those would be the more limited forms of creating a bit of a firewall between local and federal.
And so far, which cities in the United States have we seen that are sanctuary cities and say they so far intend to push back on the federal government or a policy from Donald Trump and remain sanctuary cities, even if it's against federal policy?
Well, I don't know that there's any systematic listing, but certainly from what we're seeing in the press, the big cities that have large immigrant populations are resisting based on what the incoming administration is saying. And those would include New York, I believe Philadelphia, Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. There may be others, but those are very large jurisdictions, and they've been vocal about this issue. Now, we did some work a year or two ago about sanctuary cities as we knew them at that time, and there's a pretty interesting number that comes out of it, and that is that of the 360 jurisdictions that we looked at a year or two ago that were proclaiming to have sanctuary policies of one kind or another, 53% of the unauthorized population in the country lived in those cities. So that actually represents a broad swath of protection for people in an unauthorized status. Those are not necessarily people that are criminal aliens at all. They are simply people that have that don't have a legal status. If all of those jurisdictions or jurisdictions, you know, that represent that much of the population were to uphold sanctuary policies of one kind or another, it would be a significant impact.
Doris Meissner is with us right now from the Migration Policy Institute, and she's with us to talk about sanctuary cities and what could happen under a Trump administration. And Doris, what kind of power as president would Donald Trump have when it comes to trying to enforce federal policy when it comes to sanctuary cities?
Well, of course, sanctuary cities has been a theme in the campaign. There are many people in the country that are deeply offended by the idea of sanctuary cities. However, it's been a topic of debate in the Congress predating the Trump campaign and certainly predating this election. Congress in the last 2 years has tried hard to enact legislation that would withhold federal funding from cities that practice sanctuary policies. There have been a number of different bills. They've had different features in terms of the extent of federal funding that would be withheld. But that would be the strongest response that the federal government could give. Now, whether Congress could agree this time around on legislation that would do that, we don't know. It's been controversial in the past. It's going to continue to be controversial. Short of that, the Trump administration on its own could withhold some federal funding for programs that are already in place, but they're not significant amounts. So this is something where the bite would really require the cooperation of the Congress and legislation.
So at this stage, do you think that is something that could pass if it's a priority, or do you expect to see some other aspect of immigration reform maybe take shape first?
Well, of course, we don't know. These things are only beginning to come into focus. It is only, what is it, a week and a half since the election? I guess it's almost 2 weeks. And so it's hard to say what the priorities will be. The sanctuary city issue is one that is being raised by cities themselves in response to the president-elect's statements about increasing deportations. So it really is, I think, up to the incoming administration to determine whether it wants to go to a high noon moment on this issue or be a little bit more, try to work a little bit more closely with cities. I mean, after all, if the federal government does have the ultimate responsibility for immigration enforcement, but in order to carry out that enforcement effectively, it does require cooperation at the state and local level. And so the administration might, you know, an incoming administration might decide to try to work out some agreement on how to proceed as compared to having a showdown. But we really can't say, right? I mean, we don't know. We don't have enough information to go on in terms of what ultimately their priorities will be when the full cabinet is in place.
Doris, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Doris Meissner, Senior Fellow and Director of the U.S. Immigration Policy Program at the Migration Policy Institute, with us there to talk about sanctuary cities under the Trump administration.